yesterday, or a couple of days ago, in Lilydale, New York, where I had taught this manifesting technique a year ago, there were five or six people there who had been there the previous year. And each one of them came up on stage and talked about what they had done. One woman had manifested for herself a metaphysical bookstore, which she had always wanted to have. And she did it without having any money. She had no down payment, no nothing. She was now the owner of and running a profitable business in, I think, Silver Spring or something like that, Maryland. Another woman talked about her cancer being in remission after practicing this meditation on a daily basis and putting her attention on healing and so on. Another, a man came up who had lost 65 pounds in 1 year. But before, she had done this many times before, but she had never done it where she hadn't been able to keep it off for any length of time. And she said, I put my manifesting attention on keeping it off and not going back to my old addictive ways. And she said, now for 1 year, I have been at this weight. These kinds of stories, I had another person tell me that they had been told, this couple, young couple, had been told that they couldn't have a child. That their wife, her name was Denise, had premature ovarian failure. And her uterus could not support a child. And she had been given, they'd been told this, but yet they began to practice this meditation. In fact, practicing it to such an extent that they, which is one of the things that I was taught, is that you have to act as if what you want is already here, because it really is. Because we're really not creating anything. We're just realigning ourselves. When you manifest, you're manifesting just another aspect of yourself, which I'll explain a little bit later. So that it isn't like you don't take on this role of creator. You take on this role of attracting to you that which already exists. And she wanted this child, and they went and they even bought little stuffed animals and got a room and so on. Their belief was so, their knowing was so strong that they weren't going to be operating from any doubt whatsoever, just eliminating all of the doubt. And they sent me a picture of their three-month-old child with him holding the baby. Got a picture of it here. These kinds of things. Another woman told me that she was living in Colorado and she had her house up for sale and she hadn't had someone look at it for 2 years. Not even look at it. And she started doing this meditation and within the next week she had four people look at it and she had an offer and then she sold her home by putting her attention on this. Now, so many of these stories, I have another one here, a letter from an attorney. And I got a letter from an attorney. Every time I get a letter from an attorney, I go, oh boy, here we go. And this man said, you spoke to us on Sunday afternoon. On Sunday evening, I did both the morning and evening meditations again. Then on Monday morning, I did the prescribed routine. When I got to the office at 8:30, the phone started ringing. And he said earlier in the letter, he said, I've had very, very few calls into the office from prospective clients in the last 3 months and have not signed up any good cases at all in that time period. But they said we'd been through a terrible drought and so on. He said, even before my receptionist began answering the phone at 9 a.m., I had spoken with and scheduled an appointment for a new client. This week I've interviewed three new clients and accepted what I consider to be two good new cases. That's better than I've done in the past several years. And other people talk about quadrupling their income and all of these kinds of things. So it's it isn't just something that I am speaking about from wishful thinking, if you will, or just hoping and then having some lucky break sort of come along. What I'd like you to do now, listening to this program, each of you here, I'd like you to really think, if you knew, which means an absence of doubt, if you just like you know how to ride a bicycle or you know how to swim and you know it, like if you know how to swim and someone throws you into a swimming pool, you are not going to drown. You know you can swim, and your nature just takes over, and you just swim out of it. If someone hands you a bicycle here, and you've been on it before, even though it's just two little wheels moving through space, if you knew that you could ride it, because you've had that direct experience of it, you wouldn't have any doubt. You would get on it. If you'd never been on one before, then you would have some doubt. So if you had a knowing based upon a direct experience that you had this capacity or this power or this ability, this talent, this unique quality of being able to manifest something for yourself in your life that you have perceived to be missing in your life, whether it's any of the things that I've just talked about, in terms of abundance, overcoming scarcity, healing, whether it's a promotion, whether it's selling your home, whether it's having a child, whether it's creating a divine relationship, whether it's getting out of the one you're in, whether it's attracting to you what it is that you would like to be able to attract, just by virtue of being able to use your inner world and have it then begin to show up. If you knew you had this, even the least among you can do all that I have done and even greater things. If you knew that, what would it be? And just sort of jot it down in your consciousness. What would that be? And even if it was a healing for somebody else, or even if it's a very, quote, unselfish, being able to create world peace, or being able to affect a healing of someone close to you, or whatever. If you knew you had it, what would it be?